Stark County's members of Congress are split on how to end the nearly month-long federal government shutdown. Akron Democrat Amelia Sykes wants a plan to reopen the government that also extends Affordable Care Act tax credits. She tells the Akron Beacon Journal losing them would cause health insurance costs to skyrocket and put hospital jobs at risk. Salem Republican Michael Rooley says the government must reopen first, then negotiations on health care can begin. The shutdown, now the second longest in U.S. history, has halted SNAP benefits and forced thousands of federal workers off the job. A man is in jail accused of firing shots at another man in Canton Tuesday morning. 45-year-old Darrell Washington of Canton is charged with felonious assault after the incident occurred around 9:30 in the 900 block of 6th Street Northwest. Investigators say a 37-year-old man was inside a vehicle when Washington opened fire. One bullet hit the car, another struck a parked vehicle and a garage. No one was hurt. Washington is being held in the Stark County Jail and is set for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. The Timken Company reports improved third-quarter results, adjusted net income of $96.2 million compared to $87 million a year ago. Net income in the third quarter of $69.3 million compared to $81.8 million for the same period last year. Sales of $1.16 billion were up 2.7% from the year-ago period. President and CEO Lucien Boldia said the team is focused on finishing strong and positioning the company for growth in 2026. Timken revenue is expected to be down 0.75% for the year. Its full-year 2025 outlook was updated to forecast adjusted earnings of $3.90 to $4 per share and adjusted earnings per diluted share from $5.20 to $5.30. Construction of Stark Library's new main branch is getting a boost thanks to a $10,000 gift from the Carnegie Corporation of New York. The contribution continues Andrew Carnegie's legacy of promoting learning and community connection. The donation celebrates America's upcoming 250th anniversary and honors the original Canton Public Library. It was built in 1905 as one of more than 100 Carnegie libraries in Ohio. John Cleary, one of nine students wounded in the 1970 Kent State University shootings, has died. Cleary, a 19-year-old freshman when he was shot by Ohio National Guardsmen during a Vietnam War protest, was featured on the cover of Life magazine as students tried to save him. He recovered and became a Pittsburgh architect and returned to Kent State for annual commemorations, most recently ringing the victory bell this past May. John Cleary died October 25th at his home in Pittsburgh. He was 74. A Columbiana County judge has ordered the temporary shutdown of the addiction recovery charity Lamb's House. The move follows a lawsuit from Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost, who accuses the organization's leaders of misusing charitable funds. Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton appointed Attorney Ken Goldberg as interim receiver to take control of the charity's assets and operations. The court found reason to believe President Mark Altomare used donations for personal expenses and lived rent-free on the charity's property in Rogers. The order freezes all bank accounts and bars any transfers until the receiver completes his review. A 17-year-old Canfield teen will be sentenced December 2nd after admitting to a felonious assault charge in Mahoning County Juvenile Court. The charge against Parker Alquist stems from an August 10th incident in Canfield Township. Another 17-year-old reported being sexually assaulted with a pool cue after falling asleep at a party. A Mahoning County Sheriff's deputy responded to an emergency room in Austintown where the victim was treated for injuries. The case of a man sentenced to death for the murder of a Warren boy 40 years ago was heard by the Ohio Supreme Court. Danny Lee Hill is scheduled for execution next year for the fatal beating of 12-year-old Raymond Fife in 1985. An appeal was filed last year by the state solicitor general to review a lower court decision that determined Hill cannot be seriously questioned due to an intellectual disability. The U.S. Supreme Court in 2002 banned the practice of executing the intellectually disabled. Decisions usually take 4 to 6 months after oral arguments. Hill has had more than 30 appeals in the case. A Warren man has pleaded guilty in federal court to gun charges connected to a shooting that left one man dead outside a convenience store. 25-year-old Rajon McElroy entered the pleas Tuesday before Judge Benita Pearson in Youngstown. He'll be sentenced February 12th. Prosecutors say McElroy and two others were seen on surveillance video with guns during the August 3rd shooting on Elm Road in Warren. 31-year-old David Owens was killed and another person wounded. Two other men, Jamal Rowe and Sean King, still face federal firearms charges. A cyber scam that diverted tax money from Bezetta Township has led to a court order against the Trumbull County Auditor's Office. Monday, the 11th District Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling that Auditor Martha Yoder must pay more than $80,000 plus interest to the township. Judges found the money collected from local taxes was wrongfully sent to a fraudulent account after hackers compromised the township's email. The court said the auditor is still legally required to transfer the funds, even though cyber criminals were responsible for the theft. Electric vehicle sales have plunged nationwide, and General Motors is responding with major job cuts. The Detroit News reports GM will eliminate thousands of positions, including about 550 at its Ultium Cells battery plant in Lordstown. The company also plans temporary layoffs. GM CEO Mary Barra told shareholders the automaker is reassessing its electric vehicle production after federal incentives for EV purchases ended. EV sales have fallen 74% since their 2025 peak, and GM now has the largest inventory of unsold electric vehicles in the U.S. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.